And I will triumph over the enemy. And that is your testimony in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Greetings in no other name I know but the mighty, powerful, all-knowing, majestic name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ the King. I greet you by faith, knowing that you can and you will triumph over every trick and trap that the enemy has laid in your path. Amen. Amen. I'm Pastor Pauline. Everybody calls me Pastor P. And I love you with the love of Christ. And I know I have a word from the Lord today for somebody. And if it's not for anybody, it's for me. It's for me. Say, it's for me. It's for me. It's for me. This word is for me. Just a few announcements before we get into the body of the service today. Tomorrow is our fast day. And I'm going to ask everybody to do a 3-day fast. I believe that God is about to release some things in our lives. And so tomorrow I'm going to ask everybody to fast from 6 to 12, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. And we will fast, reading Daniel chapter 1, how God broke the back of the stumbling block that was laid in Daniel's Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego life because they feared God and they went on a fast. So Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, we are only eating vegetables, drinking water, fresh juices, and fish only. Do not put bread, pasta, rice. Just have salads, green, fresh juices, veggies, fish. You can grill your fish. You can bake your fish. But nothing else for 3 days. I want you to stay devoted, stay consecrated. No cussing, no smoking, no drinking, no nasty whatever on social media. Live a holy, consecrated life. Try to read your Bible. Go to work. If you try not to get angry for 3 days. We are expecting God to release something in our lives. Amen?
Amen.
So we are going on a 3-day fast so we can triumph over the enemy in Jesus' name. Now, I don't have a title for my sermon, but what I do know is that it's too long. It's going to be a 2 or 3 week series. So I want you to take your time. I don't want you to get frustrated. I want you to absorb all that God is saying to us. I want you to understand that this journey called life is not as simple as you and I may want it to be. There are hurdles, there are ups and downs, and we live in dimensions, we live in realms. We are flesh, we are mortal, but we are also spirit. Our God is spirit. So there's an active spiritual world behind the scenes that we are not aware of. And so I need you to sit down today to listen to what God has to say. This is a good place to take note. It's going to be too long. So it may be 2 or 3 Sundays that I would have to teach this. But as we read God's holy word together, I want you to turn off your TVs, turn off your radio. It's going to be a long scripture. Turn your Bibles to the book of Job, and we'll be reading in your entirety chapter 1 and chapter 2 so that you can get the meat or get the theme of what God is saying. And so for you to understand what God is saying, we have to read in its entirety, Job chapter 1 and Job chapter 2. For those of you who just joined me on Blog Talk Radio, what's up? Hello, God bless you. I love you with the love of Christ. For those of you who just called in, God bless you. God bless you richly. Turn your Bibles to the book of Job. I don't have a title, so far I'll call it Do Not Judge or Don't Judge. Don't judge a matter without knowing the whole thing, and who can really know a matter except your God? And when last I checked, we're all mortals, and God is immortal. So far I'm calling it Do Not Judge, that's what it's called, but as time goes on, I would probably give it another name, or God will give me the name, the proper titles, but I know that in one sitting today, unless everybody wants church until 7 or 8, but I can't do this in one sitting or one setting. And next week I will continue on. I will just leave you wet and excited for next week. Amen? Amen. Yes. So if you're driving, if you can safely pull your cars to the side as we read God's holy word. We are a virtual church, a church without walls, but we are still church. I still believe that God is sovereign. I still believe that he's a holy God. I still believe that he's a righteous God. And they that come to him must worship him in spirit and in truth. We need to reverence God's spirit. And so if you're chewing gum, spit it out. If you're chewing, eating food, this is where you stop. This is where you stop. If you're distracted with someone talking in the background, tell them, Pastor P said, shut up. You need to hear what God is saying. And if you have legs that work, if you're in the privacy of your home, please stand. Those who respect God, God will respect them. Those who honor God, God will honor them. And so we need everybody to be at their best. Please stand as we read Job chapter 1 and chapter 2. Here beginneth the reading of God's most holy word.
There was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job, and that man was blameless and upright, and one who feared God and shunned evil. And 7 sons and 3 daughters were born to him. Also, his possessions were 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, 500 yoke of oxen, 500 female donkeys, and a very large household, so that this man was the greatest of all the people of the East. And his sons would go and feast in their houses, each on his appointed day, and would send and invite their three sisters to eat and drink with them. So it was, when the days of the feasting had run their course, that Job would send and sanctify them. And he would rise early in the morning and offer burnt offerings according to the number of them all. For Job said, "It may be that my sons have sinned and cursed God in their hearts." Thus Job did regularly. Now, there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan also came among them. And the Lord said to Satan, "From where do you come from?" So Satan answered the Lord and said, "From going to and fro on the earth, and from walking back and forth on it." Then the Lord said to Satan, "Have you considered my servant Job, that there is none like him on the earth, and blameless and an upright man, one who fears God and shuns evil?" So Satan answered the Lord and said, "Does Job fear God for nothing? Have you not made a hedge around him, around his household, and around all that he has on every side? You have blessed the work of his hands, and his possessions have increased the land. But now stretch out your hand and touch all that he has, and he will surely curse you to your face." And the Lord said to Satan, "Behold, all that he has is yours in your power. Only do not lay a hand on his person." So Satan went out from the presence of the Lord. Now there was a day when the sons and daughters were eating and drinking wine in their oldest brother's house. And the messenger came to Job and said, "The oxen were plowing and the donkeys feeding beside them, when the Sabaeans raided them and took them away. Indeed, they have killed the servants with the edge of the sword, and I alone have escaped to tell you." While he was still speaking, another also came and said, "The fire of God fell from the heaven and burnt up the sheep and the servants and consumed them, and I alone have escaped to tell you." While he was still speaking, another also came and said, "The Chaldeans formed three bands, raided the camels, and took them away. Yes, and killed the servants with the edge of the sword, and I alone have escaped to tell you." While he was still speaking, another also came and said, "Your sons and daughters were eating and drinking wine in their oldest brother's house, and suddenly a great wind came from across the wilderness and struck the four corners of the house, and it fell on the young people, and they are dead, and I alone have escaped to tell you." Then Job arose, tore his robe, and shaved his head, and he fell to the ground in worship. And he said, "Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked shall I return there. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." In all this, Job did not sin nor charge God with wrong. Again, there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also among them to present himself before the Lord. And the Lord said to Satan, "From where do you come from?" So Satan answered, and the Lord said, "From going to and fro on the earth, and from walking back and forth on it." Then the Lord said to Satan, "Have you considered my servant Job, that there is none like him on the earth, a blameless and upright man, one who fears God and shuns evil? And still he holds fast to his integrity, although you incited me against him to destroy him without cause." So Satan answered the Lord and said, "Skin for skin. Yes, all that a man has, he will give for his life. But stretch out your hand now and touch his bone and his flesh, and he will surely curse you to your face." And the Lord said to Satan, "Behold, he is in your hand, but spare his life." So Satan went out from the presence of the Lord and struck Job with painful boils from the sole of his foot to the crown of his head. And he took for himself a potsherd with which to scrape himself, while he sat in the midst of the ashes. Then his wife said to him, "Do you still hold fast to your integrity? Curse God and die." But he said to her, "You speak as one of the foolish women speaks. Shall we indeed accept good from God, and shall we not accept adversity?" In all this, Job did not sin with his lips. Now when Job's three friends heard of all this adversity, that he had come upon him. Each one came from his own place: Eliphaz the Temanite, Bildad the Shuhite, and Zophar the Naamathite. For they had made an appointment together to come and mourn with him and to comfort him. And when they raised their eyes from afar and did not recognize him, they lifted their voices and wept, and each one tore his robe and sprinkled dust on his head toward heaven. So they sat down with him on the ground 7 days and seven nights, and no one spoke a word to him, for they saw that his grief was very great. Here endeth the reading of God's most holy word.
Whoa. Whew. Lord, I feel like Job right about here now. Woo, Lord Jesus. And if I'm to give my sermon a title, it will simply call right now, that's what I'm naming it, Do Not Judge. This series on Job, I will not be able to do it on one Sunday. Maybe it will be a series of two or three Sundays. But I believe that God wants to take his time. He wants me to take my time to explain the strategies and the wiles of the devil, and that we should not be ignorant of his devices. If you just came in, we read in your hearing Job chapter 1 and chapter 2 in its entirety. The title is going to be a two- or three-part series, and it's going to be called Don't Judge, but I'll change it as we go along. And this is the part in the sermon where you can take notes. I believe this is going to be one of those sermons where you can take a lot of notes. Amen?
Yeah.
So we are in the book of Job, and the author of this particular book is unknown. Nobody can attest as to who wrote this. Most Bible scholars believe that Job is one of the oldest books in the Bible. And the central theme and message of this book is centered around the character of a man by the name of Job. The theme and the moral of this whole story is that when adversity comes, we should still hold on to God, because who knows why these things are happening to us. And so it's very amazing how the Bible describes this man called Job. And as we read in chapter 1, the Bible is very clear in its description about this great man called Job. In chapter 1, the man of God is described as a man living in the land of Uz. He lives in the land of Uz, and the Bible is very clear when it comes to describing the man called Job. Excuse me. Very clear. The Bible says that Job was a blameless man, a man who feared God, in other words, a God-fearing man, and an upright man, in other words, an integral man. Everything that was straight and narrow, he followed. He handled his business with integrity, in the fear and in the knowledge of God, and he shunned everything evil. He lived peaceably with people. He dealt with them fairly. He didn't fight. He lived a clean life. Job was a godly man. And the Bible said that this man of God was the father of 10 children. In other words, he was a busy man in the night. Busy, busy, busy. Busy man in the night. He had 7 sons and 3 daughters. But before you say, oh my God, that's a lot of babies now. Before you say that, the brother could have afforded his children. A lot of us can't afford kids. But the Bible describes this man as very, very rich. In Job chapter 1, verse 3. In other words, this man was a multi-billionaire. If at that time they had Forbes richest people, Job will be in that category. In fact, it is safe to say that Job was a billionaire. It is very safe to say. The Bible says he was the richest man in the East. So if you do Europe, he might have been the richest man in Europe, which is a billion. Come on. One of the richest men in the world. And what else do we know about Brother Job before we get into the body of the text? Well, Job comes from a very interesting family. a family that you and I know very well. His grandfather was Jacob. His great-great-grandfather was Father Abraham. So this man came from a godly background. Father Abraham was his great-great-grandfather. And so the blessing of Abraham was passed on to Job. Now, it amazes me how people view things. It always amazes me. It always amazes me. Even yesterday, I was speaking with someone, and he was like, well, I can't trust people. I said, well, you can't trust people, but you have to learn to trust people somehow. Because who can know the mind of a man or a woman except God? All you have to use is your godly intuition. God says, test every spirit that comes before you. You have to test your spirit. Are they good? Are they bad? Are they players? Are they tricksters? You've got to test the spirit that comes before you. And when God reveals who they are, you make a decision to cut them off, move on, or what have you. But it always amazes me, people's point of view, people, how they view things, and how they can convince others to take their jacked up point of views. If I was to ask three different people to describe me, for example, I'll use me as a guinea pig, you might be surprised the answers you'll get. Some people may say she's just a mean old lady. I've been called mean before. Oh, yes, I've been called nasty and mean. Some people may say, well, she's a shrewd businesswoman. Some people may say, well, she's a great pastor. Some people may say, well, she's a great friend. Some people will say, I don't like her at all. But it's amazing how one person can have so many different points of view from very different people. And everybody believes their truth. But the only truth that matters is he who searches and judges the heart of men, which is Jesus. The Bible says in Romans 8:27 that it is Jesus, the Spirit of God, that judges and searches the heart of men to know whether they be of God or not of God, whether they be truth or liars. It is God that has the final say-so. Say, God has the final say-so. God knows me. And so it's amazing that the only one that really, really, really knows you in the entire world is God. So when you decide to pass judgment, the next time you open your mouth to say thus and thus and thus about this person, be very careful, because in the measure in which you judge, God is going to judge you. As to why this is happening to this person, who knows? Don't ask me. I don't know nothing. I don't know nothing. I don't know why this bad thing is happening to such a nice gentleman. I don't know why this bad thing is happening to this nice lady. What I do know is that God is faithful, and he will deliver. Say, God will deliver. The only person who really knows you is God, because God is all-knowing. And God knows the end from the beginning. He knows what's happening on the earth realm, but he also knows what's going on in the supernatural realm or in the spirit world or in the spirit realm. He understands our ins and outs, why we act the way we act, whether it ought to be malicious, whether it ought to be frustrated, or just out of past bad experiences. It's only God. It is God who knows everything. It is God knows why bad things happen to good people and good things happen to bad people. Only God can answer that. Nonetheless, we need to stop passing judgment and trying to articulate things that really only God should be involved in. And so we pass judgment. And we have to understand, as of this day, such matters belong to God. For God alone is all-knowing. If you ask me, don't ask me, because I'll tell you, I do not know, I cannot judge. I do not want to sin against God. And even the mighty man called Job had to realize, as godly, as upright, as poised as he was, as anointed as he was, even he had to endure. Who lied to you and told you because you're speaking in tongues and praying and fasting that bad things would not happen to you? Who lied and told you that you have to be blessed all the time, every single day? Who lied to you and told you that because you're serving Jesus, you will never get sick? You will never be broke. The devil is a liar. Things happen. Even to those that we deem extremely holy and righteous, they too have to endure. I remember about a month and a half ago, I was looking for my spiritual dad, Pastor Williams, and when I saw a week, I called him every day, "Where are you? What's going on?" And a week after, he called me back. He said, "Pauline, I was in the hospital." I said, "What? Oh, my God. Oh, my God." And he said, "Okay, calm down. I was teaching a class, and my chest, I guess, started to pain. And out of precaution, I decided, let me just go to the emergency room, and they would check me out." And when they did, they just admitted me immediately. I did not have my charger. I did not have anything, and they would not discharge me. And so I stayed in there with no charger, no phone, anything. My phone died, and so I had to stay there 1 week. I just got home. A man who I know as one of the most holy men that I know of, even he too has to face the perils of this thing called life. And every now and then, you will find yourself in the perils of life. Ever so often, you will be sick. Ever so often, you'll be broke, depressed. You'll have family problems, legal problems, marital problems, job issues, property issues, friends betray you, family betray you. Ever so often in this journey called life, you will find yourself in trouble. Most importantly, as you go through these troubles, ladies and gentlemen, you and I will see who really, really, really has your back. Who really, really knows your heart, who really knows you, who wants to stand with you. When trouble comes, everybody has their own opinions, and everybody decides to bail. But there's a few. If you get one person to stand with you, in the lowest times, you know that they are God sent. And even the great brother Job, even he had to find out the hard way. When hard times came, and let me tell you, hard times will come. As the old mother will say, the old folks will say, or the people will say, you will see the character of these grown folks. Folks that you expect to do better, do right by you. My grandmother would say, these hard back men and women. Hard back. What does that mean, Pastor P? Well, you know, I'm an island girl. Hard back means they're grown. They have strong backs to endure. Though they have strong backs to endure and carry you, they're gone. You would be surprised how grown folks act nasty when you're going through. When you're facing your hardest storm and you need somebody, they walk away except God. And Job had to have a reality check. The Bible says that when God looked down from heaven, and ever so often God looks down, and when he looked down, this is what God had to say about Job. He said this to someone very interesting. Now, you and I don't like the fool, but understand, brothers and sisters in Christ, God has conversation with Satan about you and I. Oh, yes, he does. Well, why is God talking to Satan? When you get to heaven, you ask him. Don't ask me why. I have the same questions, but I'm not that brave to ask. If you're brave, you can ask, come back and tell me what God told you, and I would not listen because I'm not getting involved. But as per the book of Job, it's not that Satan and God are cut buddies now. But ever so often, according to Job, Satan sneaks into heaven and he thinks that God will not recognize him. But every time he sneaks in, God asks him a question. Where have you been? Answer. And Satan answers God the same way. Hear what he says in Job 1, chapter 7. He said, God asked him, where have you been? Why are you up here? From where do you come? And the Bible said, Satan answered this, from going to and fro on the earth and from walking back and forth on it. I have been paroling the earth, watching everything that's going on. I've been nosy. In other words, while you are not paying attention to your life, there's an adversary that is looking at your life day in and day out. And he goes up to heaven and he answers his maker. And so while he's discussing with God, God says, have you noticed while you were on earth, my servant Job? I know you have been eyeballing him. Let me tell you who my son is. In all of the earth, in the entire earth, there is none like him. He is a blameless man. He's upright. He fears me and he loves me. One who stays away from everything. Everything bad. And the Bible said that Satan started to fume. And the Bible says, Satan answered God saying, does Job fear you for nothing, please? Have you not put a hedge around him? And look at how you have spoiled him with all of that millions of dollars. He is disgustingly rich. Who would not serve you if they are rich? But take away all that he has, and you will see his real character. For that same Job that's praising you, that same Job that's loving you, the same Job that you're boasting about, he will spit in your face and he'll cuss you out. Just pull away the millions. You're blessing him too much. No. All this is happening in the realm of the spirit. All this is happening in heaven. When last I checked, Job lived on earth. Pastor P lived on earth. Pastor Glenda lives on earth. Sister Kathy lives on earth. Mother Vine lives on earth. Sister Josie lives on earth. When last I check, if things are happening in the earthly realm, maybe, and maybe privy to it, but matters that happen in the spiritual realm, that happens in heaven, how am I to know? Meanwhile, this debate, this bet, this conversation is being had in the spirit world in heaven. And Satan has the audacity to badmouth the man. All he has, all his millions, all that money, surely he'll bless you. But I know a thing or two about humans. If they're broke, they're not going to praise you. If they're broke, they're not going to say hallelujah. Cause them to be hungry for a day. Take their houses and their cars from them and they'll cuss you to your face. Make sure that they can't pay their bills and they have to end up homeless. See what they're made of. And that's not necessarily true about everybody, but you know, Satan is back and forth and he's looking at your outward. And he really thinks he knows you. Because there's some poor countries African countries, some poor South American countries, where people can't even afford food. But when you say a hallelujah, they praise God like nobody's business. Without food on their tables, without shoes and clothes on their back, one shirt, one dress, two underwears, and you believe that they are multi-billionaires. The devil is a liar. Yet will we praise him with food, without food. Yet will we praise him. He doesn't have to bless us. He doesn't owe us anything. The fact that we have life and life more abundantly. What a little cancer. What a little headache. What a little heart pain. For all that he has done to us this far, why would I curse him? Can I not learn to abound in the millions and billions? But can I not learn to abase with $2 in my wallet? Praise your God in spite of. The devil is an accuser of the brethren. He is a liar. He called Job a hypocrite in heaven. Straight in God's face. Could you imagine that God is boasting? Have you seen the boy? Have you seen the girl? My God, she loves me so. Do you not see my son, how he blesses me and he thanks me and he blesses his food? And that nasty lying wonder says, yeah, right. Take everything. Everything from her. Take everything from him. And watch how he cusses you out and spits in your face. Watch how she disowns you in a heartbeat. And the Bible says that God said to Satan, okay, go ahead from today. All, say all. All, could you say all? All that Job owns, everything that Job owns, his underpants, his cars, his bank account, his money, his family, his friends, his cattle, his employees, everything that he owns, everything that she owns is now in your power, Satan. Only do not lay a finger on him. I'm warning you, do not kill him. And the Bible said that Satan answered and said, yes, sir. And immediately left God's presence laughing. Need I remind you, when this conversation, when this bet, whatever you want to call it, was happening, Job was nowhere to be found. Many of the discussions that are happening in the supernatural realm, in the realm of the spirit, in heaven, you don't know. I don't know. I don't know what Satan is telling God. I live on earth. When last I checked, we live on planet earth. Do not be naive and think that it's only a few planets in the solar system and earth. There is a place called heaven. And the Bible said that God lives in the heavens of the heaven. There are many heavens. The Bible said there are three heavens. And it is in that realm where Satan goes in and incites God, provokes God, to prove to him that you and I are worthy to be called sons and daughters. When last I checked, Sister Gifty and Sister Annick, we lived on earth. When last I checked, Sister Bernadette lived on earth. What happens in heaven happens in heaven. We are not privy to the goings on in heaven. How can we? Meanwhile, Satan, the devil, the stinking dragon, the slewfoot, is bad-mouthing the people of God in the presence of God. And God, knowing Job's character, knowing his fate, knowing the real, real heart. Remember I told you the only person that really, really, really knows your heart is God. Except a man or woman prays and God reveals that person's heart to them. Only God can know your heart. So God, knowing the real deal, the real heart of Job, he says to the devil, try him. Not as a form of punishment, may I say that? Not as a form of punishment, but as an act of boasting in who his son is. Look at him. Can you break him? Look at him. Look at her. You can't break her. Take everything. Make him a pauper. Make her a pauper. And she will still rock it in the Holy Ghost. She will still praise me. She will still call on me. He will still bless my name. It's not meant as a punishment. And the Bible said no sooner that God said to that nasty Satan, go ahead. The Bible says that Satan struck. The Bible said, and he waited at the most festive time in the man of God's life. Look at when you get your attacks. The most festive time. My spiral downward started on my birthday of this year, January 25th. The Bible says, now there was a day, Job 13, when his sons and daughters were eating and drinking wine in their oldest brother's house. In other words, if they were celebrating someone's birthday, one of the kids had a birthday party, and they celebrated the birthday at one of the kids' home. And the Bible said a messenger came to Job. Obviously, Job did not go that day. God arranged that Job did not go. A messenger came to Job and said that the ox were plowing and the donkeys were feeding and the Sabaeans, raiders, they came and they killed all your workers and they took all your donkeys and your oxes, they took all your livelihood, all your stock. And I alone survive. Now, as he's standing there, he's trying to absorb all of this. Up in verse 3, the man is a billionaire. His stocks or his commodities are tangible. Donkeys, goats, cows, cattle, whatever. And so he's a billionaire based on livestock. We jump to 15, and the devil arranged that thieves comes in and raid, and in 1 second, the billionaire is now a pauper. So he's standing there. It's a lot to absorb. It's a lot. But worst of it all, because I can speak as for me as an employer, I don't mind you take the money. My line is God will give me more. But to hear that they killed all the employees, people that have worked with you for 3, 4, 8, 12. Now, everybody knows that Pastor Glenda works with me. Everybody knows that Marianne works with me. And Glenn has worked for me for almost 20 years, and Reverend Marion now is 13 going on 14. And you build a bond. It's more than employer-employee. I treat them as employees, but behind closed doors, they're family. So if someone is to come and say, sus, 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 you don't have strength in your knees. You don't have strength in your knees. You just don't have strength in your knees. So for Job, as the man that God described, to hear that all his employees are dead except one, it's too much to stomach. Your knees are now weak. And the Bible said, when the enemy comes in like a flood, and this is where this scripture takes root. The Bible says, while he is yet hearing that all his employees who take care of the ox and the donkeys, everybody died except one. Another guy came running, 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 running. Master Job, Master Job. Ayabosata, the fire of God. fell. God would send dew. It's like California where the rain hardly falls. So when we have a little drop of rain, lightning and thunder and floods happen. So here it is now. This massive fire fell from God. In other words, out of nowhere, a lightning storm. So the devil now is now handling and controlling nature. Follow me well. I know we can't do this whole thing today, but hear me well. The first form of attack, he used people. Raiders, people came in and stole everything that Job had. People, understand me and hear me well. The devil will use people to rob you of peace. Not only money, honey. Check your soul, check your life now. Check your life. Who makes you unhappy? They are a thief assigned by Satan to take your joy. Who makes you upset? Who makes you sad day and night? Who breaks your heart? It is a man or a woman. Check it out. The thief comes to rob. What are you doing here? I've been back and forth watching, and I'm going to anoint people now to jack him up. First form of attack. People, raiders, disobedience, they raided, jacked them up and cleaned them out financially. It is not a computer glitch that raided it. It is people that stole his money. The next form of attack that Satan did, I hate when people say that God sent us some. Watch your mouth. Don't be accusing my daddy. It is Satan. The Bible said in Job chapter 1, verse 16, while he was still speaking, another author came and said, the fire of God, which is a lightning storm, fell from heaven and burned up all the sheep and the servants and consumed them. So lightning fell, started a bushfire, a forest fire, and killed the sheep and all the workers. And only I alone escaped to tell you. So now you're standing there. Men stole everything. I just spoke to this one and that one. I just gave this one a pay raise. I just told him, God bless you, and told her, God bless. And now they're all gone. They're all gone. Forget the material now. They're all gone. They're all gone. They're all gone. It's enough to make your soul get a heart attack. How much can one human being take? And many of you are saying, Lord, how much can I take? And you're blaming God. The Bible said that Satan, can you say, that nasty devil, left laughing and arranged such pain, such hurt. How could a human being stand and take so much? And you would think that the devil comes in like a flood, that he will end it here. Well, that boy is talking. Somebody came up and said the Chaldeans, another bunch of demons anointed by the devil, men came and they raided the camels and took all of them away, yes, and they killed all the servants and only I alone escaped. They took everybody by the sword, a violent death. Now Job is losing by the millisecond. He's losing people that has become family. Forget the material stuff. Forget the monies, the commodities, the sheep, the goat, the camel, the donkey, the oxen. God will give you more. God will give you more. But people, that's the end. People that you've spent your life with. People that you've grown to love, their family has now become yours. And he's hurting Job where he knows, because he's back and forth, back and forth, observing your life. Live clean lives to the best of your ability. Live holy lives. Do not pass judgment. Please, I want to carry this on. I'm going to talk about this maybe another 10 minutes, and we'll continue on. You would think now that The fool will stop. And here it is where we start blaming God for everything around us going wrong. It has nothing to do with God. It is the devil. And so while he is speaking, Lord have mercy, the Bible says a man comes running. Master Job, your sons and daughters were having a birthday party at the mansion, and suddenly a great wind came from across the wilderness. It is called a tornado, sons and daughters of Zion. A tornado came from out of nowhere. The man calls it a great wind, spiraling. It's called a tornado. So when tornado hits the Midwest, God sends the tornado as a punishment. Shut up! It's the devil. It's the devil. So this tornado now comes across, and we are in Job chapter 1, verse 19. And it struck the four corners of the mansion, and it fell on your sons and your daughters, and they are all dead. Now it's bad enough all your money is gone. It's bad enough all your workers are gone except three or four. But this is too much. The Bible boasts about his family. Job chapter 1, verse 2, the Bible says, and seven boys and three girls came out of the loins of Job. He was a full man that morning. And let me explain this to you carefully. When the Bible says sons and daughters, it doesn't necessarily mean only sons. It means grandbabies too, great-grandbabies also. Everybody, sons and daughters, grandchildren, and if they had great, everybody died that day. Could you imagine the calamity? And the Bible said that was the news that melted his knees as wax. And the Bible said that Job tore off all his clothes. He shaved his head and he fell to the ground. And he worshiped the Lord. He worshiped. Didn't cuss. He said, naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked shall I return. The Lord gave me a lot, and the Lord is bad by himself to take it away from me. Blessed be his name. He did not curse God and die. The reality is, folks, he had not 10 coffins that season. He had hundreds and hundreds of coffins. Job was a Jew. So within 24 hours, they have to bury their dead. Could you imagine how many coffins one man has to face? It's enough to kill a whole nation. Yet, he stood the test of time, and he praised his God. I'm going to end it right here. Many of us are blaming God wrongfully. It is God that did this to me. Why did God do this to those poor people? It is not God. God said, do as you want, don't kill him. Whatever you do, don't kill him. Whatever he owns is in your hands. Now, when Satan got those instructions, he is a murderer. He inflicts pain. So don't you dare blame God for your hardship. Don't you dare blame God for calamities like earthquakes and storms and floods. Don't you dare blame God for sudden death in your family. God knows that you're strong enough to handle it. And please, you and I, let us allow God to continue boasting about us. It is the doing of Satan, and it is just disgusting and despicable. It is the doing of Slewfoot. It's the doing of the devil, the dragon, that nasty, stinking devil called Satan. And it is disgusting. It is implorable, deplorable. It is just a travesty to see the pain that he inflicts. Nonetheless, we blame God wrongfully. Have you considered Gifty? Have you considered Glenda? Have you considered Jonathan? Have you considered Pauline? Have you considered Marianne? Have you considered my children? Yeah, I did. Mm-hmm. But they're not serving you for nothing. Look at them. They're always happy, always healthy. Take their children, take their home, and see, they'll cuss you. Go right ahead. Don't kill them. Whatever Satan does after he leaves God's presence, God is rooting for us. May we not disappoint him, amen? This is going to be a 2 or 3 part series. Next week we'll dive into chapter 2 and you will see how nasty Satan is. I want you to know that whatever Satan brings your way, come on, church, do you hear me? And do you hear me well?
All callers are muted.
Whatever
All callers
Satan
are unmuted.
Brings your way, do you hear me? Allow God to continue boasting about you. This is not of God. Whatever you are going through, the troubles and the trials and the tribulation, it is not God. All God said, did you consider? That's all he said. And Satan bad-mouthed you and I. He accused us of being hypocritical. We only worship God for things, material things. And if God takes it, we will curse God. Well, the devil is a liar, yet will we praise him.
Amen.
Do not curse God. Do not ask, why me? Praise him.
Yes.
Praise him. This too will pass.
Yes.
It is not God. It is not God. It is Satan. Why is my life like this? Check that stinking devil. Bind his works and loose praise in the name of God. Yet will I praise you, God, in the name of Jesus. Yes, will I bless your holy name. I thank you for my children. I thank you for my home. I thank you for my life. Listen. You took my home, Satan, but I thank God for the bench in the park. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Yet will I bless him for a safe night on the streets, in the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
Took my mind, Satan, not God. But with a little bit that I have, I'll praise you and I'll bless you. I will not judge God unnecessarily. And I will not be a fool and pass judgment for all those who saw Job going through hell and high water. They had a lot to say about him. All that time. It was a conversation in heaven between Satan and God. Job knew nothing about it. Job got up that morning, said his prayers, blessed his God, and went on to take care of his business and his staff like normal. And within a minute, Satan just ran amok up in his place, ran amok in his life. It's enough to kill a whole nation. The first news I would have gotten, I would have been a dead. My heart would have, I would have been in glory. Lord Jesus, woo!
Yeah.
Yet!
Yeah.
He said, Lord, I bless you. Lord, I praise you. Lord, I glorify you. You give and you take. It is your doing. It's not his doing. Job, I'm sorry. It wasn't him. But nonetheless, God did not accuse him of being ignorant. And next Sunday, we'll dive in and see how we can endure this thing and bless our God nonetheless. Do you hear me?
Amen.
Fight the good fight of faith, knowing it is not the doing of the Lord. It is not the doing of Jesus. It is Satan. It is the devil. It is that nasty, stinking slew foot. It is the dragon. He goes, he is nothing but a snitch. He goes, where have you been? Back and forth watching these people. But you don't know us. We don't belong to you. Mind your business. And he goes and he incites God and he taunts God. Take this from them and handle this and give me their bodies, give me their money, give me their minds, give me their life and let me at them and I'll show you who they are. And God, not as an act of punishment, do you hear me? Not as an act of punishment, but to boast how great and how much love you have for your God. He says, go ahead, just don't kill them. Endure your light afflictions with a smile.
Yeah.
Endure it with a smile. It may be many, but enjoy it. Enjoy it till the end. For this too shall pass. Do you hear me? It is not easy. I can't imagine this poor man called Job. When I get to heaven, I have to give the brother a hug. I hope I can cry in heaven a little bit. I have to tell him I'm so sorry. But Satan got what is due to him. Right now he's in hell. Bah! Good for him.
Hallelujah.
It's not easy. What you're going through, ma'am, is not easy. What you're going through, sir, is not easy. My heart goes out to you. The only thing I can do, because I too am going through, I can pray you through this thing. And yet when we praise our God, we will not accuse him wrongfully. So you stand the test of time and hold on to hope, knowing that God will never leave you or forsake you. Amen?
Amen.
Next week we'll continue. Next week we'll continue on in the book of Job. And I want you to understand this time is to expose who the devil is.
All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves.
Workings. How he does stuff. How nasty. He didn't tell God, and God didn't ask him, what are you going to do? He said, everything that this man owns is yours. Just don't kill him. Got ya. And that was it. We will make it. Somehow, some way, in Jesus' name. We'll make it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
We're going to continue on next week. Again, we are fasting on tomorrow for 3 days, Monday, Tuesdays, and Wednesday from 6 to 12. And we're asking God to grace, the grace to stand through our tests and our trials. Amen?
Amen?
May the Lord help us not to accuse him wrongfully. And may we stand, having all that we have done, we can stand therefore in the liberty of Christ. If you're here today and you do not know the Lord Jesus, you have not accepted him as your Lord and personal Savior, this is the part of the service where you make him the Lord of your life. I want you to know that you cannot endure this alone. Many of you have gone through hell and high waters. Many of you for years and years and years have been suffering silently. Who knows why you're going through what you're going through? I can say it's you. I can say it's your nasty character. I can say, but what do I really know? What's going on? Because what I'm seeing here, there is one that moves back and forth, paroling the earth, watching my business, and talking up in heaven. And let me just make this clear. Not everything is the devil. Some things are just us and our character. But then some things are the devil. Who am I to judge? But some things and some matters, or most matters, are for God. And I can tell you, we cannot fight this alone. It is best we put everything in God's hands. If you have not made Jesus Lord of your life, you better today. Nobody knows tomorrow. Job got up, prayed, fasted, and went on his business, and then Satan struck. Blessed be God that Job had a God called Jesus, the second person in the Trinity, the Lord. The Lord, the Lord is Jesus. You and I need the Lord also. If you have never made the Lord master of your life, put your hands on your heart and say these words, Lord Jesus, you said in your word that if I confess with my mouth and believe with my heart that God raised thee from the dead, I shall be saved. And today, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I confess you as Lord and my personal Savior. Wash me in your blood. Cleanse me from all unrighteousness. And make me whole, I pray. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. If you're here today and you want to rededicate your life, you once walked with the Lord Jesus and you backslid, but today you want to come back home. The Bible says heaven throws a party for every sinner that comes home. Come on home, sir. Come on home, ma'am. This part of the service is for you. And heaven loves a party. Not only the devil coming in to snoop around now, but to throw a party just for you. Come on home. All you have to do is put your hands on your heart and say these words. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I rededicate and I recommit my life in your hands. Wash me from all unrighteousness. Cleanse me with your precious blood and make me whole again. I rededicate my life, my soul, and my will to you. And I promise to serve you, Lord, for the rest of my living days, I pray. In Jesus' mighty name, we say amen and amen and amen. If you need a pastor to pray for you, please call this number, 310-912-1752. If you need someone to talk to, you want someone to listen to you because life has been like Job. You say, Pastor, I am Job. My life has been hell. And I thought it was me. I thought I had sinned against God. Little did I know this is Satan. But I need backup in prayer to cope until God brings me out. And believe me, you, in Jesus' name, God will bring you out. If you need someone to pray with you and pray for you, call this number, 310-912-1752. Until then, we are fasting for 3 days, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Please, if you want to have your last meal, do it today, because tomorrow, Tuesdays and Wednesdays, is only vegetable and fish and tofu, no meat, no bread, no chicken, no pasta, no coffee, just herbal teas with no milk or sugar or honey, or fresh juices. You can juice cabbage and celery, and you can have beans, and you can have all the, but no dairy, no pasta, no rice, and no bread for 3 days, that God will bring us out, that the devil will not get the glory out of my life, and I will not accuse God or curse God and die, but I will endure and make God proud because he's boasting about me in heaven. Somehow, I don't deserve it because I feel like giving up, but yet in it all, he's boasting. Have you considered gifty? Have you considered this one and that one? Why God call my name now? No, listen, I don't want to be a part of these things, God. But yet he's boasting, and I love him so. Amen. Have you considered Jonathan? Why are you calling Jonathan? Leave Jonathan out of these stuff, God. But yet he's boasting because he loves you with an everlasting love, like a real parent does. Parents boast about their bad children. That's what parents do. And Jonathan says, you know, Mom, you don't see anything wrong with me. I said, no, I don't. I know everybody was like, well, I don't. I really don't. I'm praying you true, Jonathan. I'm praying you true. I know it sounds, but it's apparent. And if I am a spiritual parent that really, really don't see anything too wrong, really, far more God who created us, who said, that's the apple of my eye. That's my love child. So please, let's endure and make God proud as he boasts and he speaks well of us. Let us then try our best to make Satan the liar that he is and endure till the end. Amen. Until next Sunday, we have intercessory prayer on Wednesday, but until next Sunday, may the Lord bless and keep you. May the Lord Jesus cause his face to shine. Emma Bosa. May he lift upon
all callers are muted.
May
all callers are unmuted.
Grant you peace and rest in the Holy Ghost. May he give you peace like a river. May he give you more grace to stand. May he speak well of you when that nasty devil presents himself before his throne room. May he put a hedge back around your emotions. May he put a hedge back around your property and your children in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. May he speak well of you till the end of your days. May he fortify you. May he strengthen you. May he regulate your mind. May the mind of Christ be your portion in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. May he provide for all of your needs according to his riches and glory, according to that awesome Messiah called Jesus Christ. May he bless you in your city, Makobosa. May he bless you in your field, in your workplace. May he bless you in your sitting down, but may he bless you in your rising up. May your cups run it over. May your bread basket be full, and may your heart be filled with joy. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, may he go to battle for you. May your enemy come in one way, but may they flee Rabaso seven ways. And may the stench and the reproach of your past may be forgotten. May a new season be upon you. May the blessing of the Lord that makes one rich and have no sorrow rain on you like the rain and the dew of the morning in Jesus' mighty name.
Glory.
Open doors that the enemy has shut. And may he shut the door that the enemy has opened illegally. In the name of Jesus, may the diseases of your body flee. Oh, my Lord, no, 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 may the lies that were spoken of your life disappear. Rabaso, I pronounce and decree by faith in the name of Jesus Christ. May the blessing of the Lord be upon you. I bless you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Son of the living God, who reigns supreme as King, one God, forever and ever and ever. And the Church of the Living God says, Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And in Jesus' name, and it is so. In Jesus' name. Go in peace. Go in peace. Go in peace, my brothers. Go in peace, my sister. Walk in the fear and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. May he bless you. The blessing on high. In Jesus' name, it will be well. Real soon in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Pillars of heaven tonight. And let the devil know, no matter what you send my way, no weapons formed shall be able to prosper. And anybody that rise up against me with words of condemnation, I condemn it. It's my heritage. I am a child of the living God. It will be well.
Hallelujah.
Be strengthened and be in power today. Jesus' name. Having done all that you can do, stand therefore in the liberty of Christ, knowing that you know if God be for you, if God be for me, who?
And no one can be against
no one.
Come on now, not even the devil. The mind is business now. Mind your business and back off in Jesus' name. This too shall pass. So stand firm in your belief and your faith in your God, and he will see you through, amen.
Amen.
You love you. Have a wonderful evening. Next week, we'll continue on. It seems that this will continue on maybe for 1 or 2 more Sundays. We can't finish it today. It's a long series, but be encouraged. It is not God. Do you hear me? God did not make you sick. God did not take your mind. God didn't break up your home. God didn't take your money. It is Satan. Do you understand? It is not God that sent the tornado. It ain't God that sent the flood. It ain't God sending people to lie on you. It is the... But I heard God say, what was meant for evil, I'll turn it around. For your good. I'll turn it around for your good. Let them raid us, but I'll turn it around. Be encouraged. Hear me, be encouraged, okay?
Hallelujah.
Love you, love you, love you. Grace and peace. God bless you.
Hallelujah.
Wonderful week. Be strong, amen?
Amen.
Love you, love you, love you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. I heard Janet's voice. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord. Mm-mm-mm. Thank you for your word, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for your breakthrough.
Hey, yo, thank you for your breakthrough. Whoever said that, thank you for the breakthrough, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, thank you. Oh, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. It will be well, God. Thank you. I praise you. Hallelujah. Blessed be our sovereign God today. Blessed be the only wise God from everlasting to everlasting to everlasting. My God, I feel you. Hey, yes. Oh, my God, I got to behave now. Rabambando roboski tai. Hey, God, I feel you. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we shall overcome Sandobaso, the snares and the attacks of the fowler. Bless be his holy name today. Sovereign is our God. Mighty is our God. All powerful is our God. We shall overcome.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. For he is a worthy, holy, and righteous, and just God. He is just. Have you considered my daughter Burdenette? She's blameless. Heck, watch her praise me nonetheless. Oh, men may leave her. On Christ the solid rock, my robusta, she stands.
Yes, Lord.
You're worthy, God. You're worthy, Jesus, tonight. We thank him tonight. We thank him tonight. There is none like our Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Come on, Janet. Praise your God. Reba. Come on, Gifty. Praise your God. Ha ha.
Hallelujah.
Get on. Praise your God. Rabba. Kosanda da da bahaya. In the name of the Lord Jesus. My God, I feel you. Na 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 mokosa. He's worthy, 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 worthy. Worthy is the Lamb of God. I was. He's worthy, worthy, worthy. From the rising of the sun, my God, to the going down of that same sun. Sovereign and righteous and majestic. Praise his. Oh, my soul. Let me behave right about here now. Praise his name. Praise his holy name. Praise
name. I praise you, Lord, in the storm. I praise you in the storm, Lord.
Glowing name. He's also got a lovely name. His perfect name. Awesome name. The name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. I got to behave right here, God. Oh, you're not dying here, sir. I'm dying here, man. God is like a flood. The enemy has been attacking and attacking and attacking. Yes.
Well.
Oh, God. He gives. He takes. Bless his name. Bless his name. Bless his name. Forever. And ever. Most high God in Jesus' name. Hosanna in the highest. We bless you.
Hallelujah.
Dear Lord Jesus. My God. I gotta behave right here. I gotta stop right here. Manana namasa. Roboske. It's kana mahaya. Seven bum. So my God, I feel you. I feel your anointing. I feel your power. But I feel your love towards your people. For we are your people, God, and the sheep of your pasture. Oh, we came to worship you in spite of brokenhearted, but saying, yet will I praise you. Money in the bank, but will I hold my soul? Oppressed, feeling bad, but yet, God, yet, Jesus, will I bless your name? Everybody's lying on me, God, but yet, but he has given up on me, but yet, Shama. Oh, my, come on, you better praise him. I can feel, hey, yeah, yo. Everybody's saying it's over, but yet, Shandoba.
Love you guys.
Hey, yeah. Hallelujah. Yet, Shama.
Hallelujah.
God, my God, my God. Yes, I know they count me out for the tenor. I'll be down to bring me back up. Yes, will I praise you. And if I stay down, I'm the ten, you are still God. You are still sovereign. You are still righteous. You are still worthy. You are still holy. You are still God all by yourself. Yes, will I shando bosta. Yes, will I praise you. Three Hebrew boys, if you don't get me in that furnace, go! Satan turned it up seven times hotter. I believe that the fourth man will be with me. In the time of trouble, my God, I feel you. For in the time of trouble, God will pick me up.
Oh,
with a fourth man with me in my furnace. They're true in three, but a fourth man, not like the devil runs when problem comes. When problem comes, my red God and my battle axe shows up with a sword and say, get thee behind me, Satan. Leave my sons and daughters alone. And it's only Jesus that can throw a block party in the middle of your hell. Burning hot, yet still, God is having a conversation with his children. No harm will come nigh unto you in your furnace. Turn it up, Satan, turn it up.
The devil is a liar.
Stinking liar is he. Turn it up, Satan. And even if I quench in the furnace, my soul will go on in glory. Blessed be his name forever and ever and ever. Matobosa. Hallelujah. Oh, I love him. I got to behave right here. Oh, Lord Jesus. Oh, na-na-na-na, Masa. Oh, na-na-na-na-na-na, Mosa. Bless him. Bless him. Bless him. Oh, my, na-na-na-na-masa. Bless him. Bless his holy name. Bless. Hey, my God. My God of the boss here. Hallelujah. Bless. Hey, my, hey. Lord, help me to behave. Oh, Jesus. Na 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 masia. Whatever comes your way, God will preserve you. Whatever comes your way, you will make it in Jesus' name. You're not going to die like this. Oh, now death, where's your sting? Hallelujah. Oh, the keys to life and death belongs to my daddy now. It will be okay in Jesus' name. Do you hear me?
It
will be well. Do not fret. Do not tremble. And do not buckle at the feet. Your God has all power. Do you understand? All power belongs to Jesus. Hallelujah. So be encouraged, strengthen thy heart, and walk in peace tonight, today, and tomorrow, and forevermore. For the best is yet to come your way in Jesus.
Hallelujah.
For the best is yet to come your way. The best is yet to come your way in Jesus' all-powerful name. And the church says, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. And somebody said, just stop right here. Can somebody say, Pastor Pete, just stop right here? Somebody say, Pastor Pete, we need to go home.
Go on, Pastor Pete, go on.
Go on, Pastor Pete, go on. Okay now, okay, amen.
Amen,
amen, amen.
Go on.
Amen, amen. Who is this?
Sister Paulette.
Sister Paulette.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
God bless you. From New York?
Hallelujah.
New York. Sister Paulette from New York?
Yes.
Oh, God, Sister Paulette. My, okay, to everybody, do you remember my Auntie Vanny who used to be, praise the Lord, hallelujah. That's Auntie Vanny, and she went on to be with Jesus. This is Auntie Vanny's daughter, Paulette from New York. Love you, my sister. I'm sorry, girl. Your mom left her anointing of praise with me. So I'm going to praise my God. Hallelujah.
Sterling's daughter.
Sterling.
Yes, Sister Sterling.
Oh, Sister Sterling. Sister Sterling. Oh my God! No, this is a, no. Wait a minute. Oh my God, Sister Sterling's mom. Oh my God. God bless you. How are you? How are you?
I'm good. I tried to contact you the other day, and you know I'm in touch with Pastor Glenda.
Oh my God! Listen, God bless you, honey. God bless you. Listen, whatever comes, your mother was her and Auntie Vanny.
Yes.
They prayed like, listen to me, they rubbed me down with oil. Your mom had slapped me in my belly, and she's the one that said, preacher, come out. And I know she's cheering me on in heaven. It's your mother that slapped me on my belly. And from the day she slapped my belly, I couldn't stop preaching. Before your mother laid hands on me, I never preached. So, girl, God bless you. Whatever you're going through, understand.
I'm going through a lot, but I'm holding on. I'm holding on.
Amen. Come, girl, in Jesus' name. This is a light affliction. The devil will not get the victory. Do you hear me?
No.
Amen. You will come out as pure as gold. God will bring you out. Once you understand that this is not God, it is the devil. Don't complain. God is boasting about you, and we have to boast about him. That's all he wants. Don't look at the, listen to me, you're not blinded. We're not pretending that everything is good and rosy. No, we're not delusional. We're not. But we know that God has a plan, and his plan is to bless, and bless you indeed. And once we pass this light affliction, God will bring you to a full recovery and some. A full recovery and some. The reward will be great. So bless your God till the end. Bless him and praise his holy name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Listen, God will get the glory. Bring it on, Satan. God will get the glory. Though our troubles are many, yet when I praise my God in the name of Jesus, he will bring me out. He will bring me out. He did not bring me this far to leave me to die. I shall live and not die. Need me. The community needs me. My job needs me. My neighbors need me. I will live in the name of Jesus. Come on, church. I will live to declare the works of my God. I will not die. I will live. I will not die by the wayside. My life has meaning for my God. If he is boasting about me, it's because I am valuable to him. Church, let your soul take courage today. You will make it in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. 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 Glory to the living God in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Wipe your eyes. It will be well. Pick up your soul today. In the name of it will be well. Pick up your soul. Soul, take courage. In the name of Jesus. Soul and mind and will, take courage. You will overcome this. By tomorrow, things will change. Speak life. By tomorrow, things will change. Tuesday will be a great day. Wednesday will be fabulous. madness, but he has a time to stop. And God is going to put a stop to his madness from today for your sake.
Amen.
Jesus' name,
amen.
For your sake. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
It will be well. So you take courage, my brothers and sisters in Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Love you guys. But would somebody say, Pastor P, amen, good night? Amen. Hallelujah. I think I'm about to lose my mind up in here. The Holy Ghost. My God, my God. Woo. Glory be to Jesus. Roboska. I think I'm getting a little drunk up in here. Woo. I feel God. I feel God. I feel the strength of the Lord coming and ministering to hurting people. I feel the discouragement, but I feel God strengthening you. You guys have gone through a lot. If you were to tell your stories, many of us will wonder, how did he make it? How did she make it? It is the doing of the Lord.
Amen.
And today God called you to expose the devil, but also to strengthen you and encourage you that I'm not done with your journey called life yet. I'm not done with your story. You will leave this thing with a testimony. After the test comes is a testimony. And the testimony is about how great God has blessed me. How great God has been to me. I've gone through all of this. But God showed up. And he showed up, showed out. And today I can stand and tell anybody that God does not leave you in the wilderness to die.
Amen.
He's a shelter in the time of trouble. He is water when I'm thirsty. He is food when I'm hungry. He's my peace when I'm troubled.
Amen.
Come on, church. Just endure a little while longer. Tomorrow is a new day.
Amen.
So tomorrow is a new day in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah, tomorrow is a new day. So you be encouraged. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. And amen. Amen. So you guys have a wonderful evening, a blessed night, and be in peace no matter what comes your way. Praise your God. Amen.
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 Good night.
Amen.
Bye-bye.
Amen. Good night. Good night, Miss Annick from Canada.
Bye-bye.
Love you, Annick. Amen, amen, amen. Love you.
Love you.
Good night.
Amen. Good night, darlings. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
To stop conference recording, press 1. Your conference recording has stopped.
Good night. God bless. God bless.
God bless you.
God bless you. God bless you. See you guys next week, Sunday, part 2. God bless. God bless.